Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is
that? It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Loss of nine brings up a 30-15. Petras steps away. He's dropped. Adisa on the sack, knifing in.
Adisa Isaac.
Yeah.
Big Ten Network on the call. Draft profile number two of the day takes us to Happy Valley, Penn State, and the Ravens' third-round draft pick, outside linebacker Adisa Isaac.
Joe B., I thought it was a Caps game. Adisa.
He actually scored.
Yeah. Adisa, 6'4", 247, ran 4.74, jersey 20, 33 7/8 arm, not bad. 9 5/8 hand. He's a fifth-year player. 1.64, 10, 34.5 vert, 10.3 broad jump. In 2019, 11 games as a reserve, 14 tackles, 1.5 sacks. 2020, 9 games, 13 tackles, 1.5 sacks. 2021, tore his Achilles, missed a whole year. 2022, started 13 games. 28 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. 2023, this past season, he started 13 games. 37 tackles, 16 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks. So, I mean, from 22 to 23, went from 28 to 37 in tackles, 11 to 16 in tackles for loss, and 4 to 7.5 in sacks. So, nice improvement, good development there. His strength, size, effort, athletic ability, shows a burst. He can drop into coverage. Quick takeoff, good initial punch. Closes down quickly on the backside versus the run. Shows ability to bend the corner. Uses hands well to shed. Keeps feet moving in pass. He can find the ball in a run game. Good punch, lockout, shed. Strong. Has some power on the bull rush. Captain. Good on stunts. Excellent motor and football smarts. Weaknesses, little hip stiffness, needs to work on some counters. He's got really strong, powerful, quick move, but he just needs some counters. Needs to get stronger and bigger in the lower body. He needs a better anchor in the run game, and if he can get strong to set in the edge and stuff. But the thing with him is he just plays his ass off. In summary, I said this kid plays with a great motor. He has some pass rush skill. And with Chuck Smith's help, we'll develop some counters. He needs to get stronger in the lower, but does a decent job in the run, especially from the backside and slanting. We'll need more bulk setting the edge. We'll struggle in coverage with the hip stiffs. I like him as a rusher. Strong, quick hands, relentless, and is productive.
Let's look at the AFC North, some of the other teams there. Cincinnati, they get Mims in the first round out of Georgia. But Chris Jenkins out of Michigan, whose dad played for the University of Maryland, Chris Jenkins, second round. And then Jermaine Burton, wide receiver out of Alabama. Could this be a precursor to a changing of the guard, given T. Higgins' dissatisfaction with his contract situation? By the way, Zach Taylor said Hendrickson will play for Cincinnati this year, but he's unhappy too.
Yeah, and I think he'll get a new deal, Bob. I mean, you don't mind that. That's like if Ronnie Stanley has a good year, Bob, and they have to pay him the $10 million because he makes the Pro Bowl or whatever. I'll be glad to sign that check. You know, and with Hendrickson, he had 17 and a half sacks for him. They know he's underpaid, but they only did it for 1 year this past year. So they'll up the ante, but they got to wait a couple months before they're able to do that.
Steelers get Fatuano, offensive guard. Yep. Brilliant pick because kind of fell to him there. But Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia, so help on the offensive line. Second round, and then a couple of Wilsons in the third. Roman, wide receiver out of Michigan.
Good player.
And then Peyton Wilson.
Very good player.
Interesting one there out of NC State.
Yeah, he just had some injury concerns, but I mean, I think he's like a six-year guy. But I mean, he's like, you know who they had before who was a really good player, and I couldn't believe that they got rid of? Spillane. Kind of like him. I mean, this guy is going to be a tackling machine. Just can he stay healthy? Because he's a hell of a player. I mean, Bob, every one of those guys for them, you like every one. They had a hell of a draft.
Yeah. Steelers doing some pretty good things
this offseason.
Yep. Well,
if the quarterback turns out.
Now, Cleveland didn't have a first-round pick. Michael Hall, Jr. out of Ohio State, second round. Zach Zinter, offensive lineman out of Michigan there in the third. Then Jamari Thrash out of Louisville in the fifth. So they didn't have a lot of draft equity. Did the Browns here.
I want to say the defensive lineman, Bob, from Ohio State is the one that broke the Michigan guy's leg. Now they're teammates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But remember when the Michigan kid got hurt in the Ohio State game, broke his fibula?
Wasn't Corum, was it?
No. The old lineman. The center.
Oh, gotcha.
Zinter?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the Ohio State, the guy they drafted, is the one that hurt his leg.
But overall, it looks like on paper, granted these games aren't played on paper and these grades mean nothing for now because you always revisit them down the road, but looks like every team did enough to help themselves in the draft and in some cases in free agency, that first wave of stuff we've seen.
If I was just looking and say, like, who had the best draft of the division? I'd say Pittsburgh did a hell of a job, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.